USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden launched his re-election campaign with a major rally in Philadelphia today, hosted by union members.
Not a joke. I've been saying this for a long time, long before I ran for president. The middle class built this country, and you built the middle class.
He expressed pride in being the most pro-union president in American history and expressed his anticipation for running again. The event followed his endorsement by the AFL-CIO and Pennsylvania's significance as a crucial swing state in the upcoming election. Severe weather is expected across the southeast this weekend, affecting more than 50 million people. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning spanning from Florida to the Central Plains. Additionally, a Monday heat wave will impact nearly 40 million individuals, prompting forecasters to advise limited outdoor time from Florida to Texas. The Justice Department is filing for a protective order to stop former President Trump from releasing classified documents.
The order will be reviewed by a judge and would allow Trump to only review the 31 documents only while with his attorneys. The filing also could mean the Justice Department won't try to have Trump blocked from accessing the records he stored in his Mar-a-Lago home. I'm Brian Shook.
Russian President Vladimir Putin issued a warning to the West by deploying nuclear weapons in Belarus. Speaking at an economic forum in St. Petersburg, he confirmed the delivery of tactical warheads to the ally. Putin emphasized that while there is currently no immediate need for nuclear weapons, the move serves as a reminder that Russia cannot be strategically defeated by the West. The Supreme Court has delayed rulings on two major issues until Thursday or later. Opinions on cases concerning affirmative action and President Biden's student loan debt relief plan were not released yesterday. Two cases related to college admissions and the use of race as a factor are pending. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More than a dozen people were injured when a Baltimore City bus crashed into a building this morning. The bus collided with two vehicles before hitting the building in the Seton Hill neighborhood. The building was partially evacuated, but the upper levels remained in place. In a recent poll conducted by the Washington Post and Ipsos, over half of black Americans anticipate an increase in racism during their lifetime. Only 11% believe it will improve. Nearly 70% express that being a black teenager in the U.S. now is more dangerous compared to when they were teens. Additionally, close to 40% of all respondents anticipate a worsening of racism. Thousands of Catholic and Christian protesters marched outside Dodger Stadium in opposition to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence participating in Friday's Pride Night.
In a pregame interview, Dodgers manager Dave Roberts shared his thoughts.
I do think that we should still all be able to coexist. And for me, it just always goes back to loving everyone.
Outside the stadium, a Jewish rabbi addressed the throngs of Christians, Catholics, and Jews.
And if you're anti-Catholic, you're anti-religion, you're anti-God. I got a problem with that.
The team recognized the group with a Community Hero Award at their Pride Night celebration. I'm Jim Forbes.
A study published in the Environmental Science and Technology Journal is revealing that using gas-powered stoves can increase the presence of the cancer-causing chemical benzene. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.